The first few months after giving birth are a crucial time for a mother's physical and mental health. New research from Stanford suggests one major way to help mothers recover is by giving their partner a few days of paid leave here and there. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by one of the lead researchers, Maya Rosen-Slater, economist and professor of health research and policy at Stanford. Thanks for talking to us today. So you studied the effects of a parental leave law in Sweden. What did the law do, and how did mothers' health improve after it went into effect?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. So we looked at a reform in Sweden that basically added more flexibility into the parental leave system. So prior to the reform, before 2012, parents had, about 16 months of parental leave, but a key restriction was that they were not allowed to be on leave at the exact same time. So mothers and fathers could not be on leave at the same time, except for just a few days right after childbirth. So this means that the typical mother in Sweden was at home on her own, for about 14 months by herself and while the partner was at work. And the reform that we looked at relaxed this restriction by allowing the father to also be on leave at the same time as the mother for up to 30 days during the first year of the child's life. And we see that as a result of this reform, fathers indeed made use of those days and were more likely to take a few days off of work and stay home at the same time as the mother in the first 3 to 6 months after childbirth. And resulting from that, we see substantial improvements in maternal, both physical and mental health. So, for instance, they're less likely to need specialist care due to childbirth complications, less likely to need antibiotics, and have lower rates of anti-anxiety prescriptions, in particular in the first 3 months post-childbirth.
Wow. So that looks sounds like it actually saved money.
Yeah, it's actually a very cost-effective policy because, even though I said fathers were now allowed up to 30 days that they could use in the first year after childbirth, they only really use a few days. And they use those days when they really matter. So, for example, we see that fathers are more likely to use a day of leave on the same day as when the mother has an encounter with the healthcare system. So she either needs to go to a specialist or she goes to fill a prescription or something along those lines. So this means that fathers are more likely to use leave so that mothers can seek more prompt medical care. And the fact that we find an overall decline in encounters with the healthcare system suggests that, fathers use leave on days that mothers can then use to rest and recover and avoid more serious complications that would necessitate those healthcare encounters.
I would think they could also use the time to, say, go to the pediatrician together, take the baby.
That's right. I think that's also a possibility. Or the father could take the baby to the pediatrician while the mother can recover and rest.
Okay. How did this come to be? I mean, who pushed for it?
So that's a good question. So I think a lot of the motivation behind encouraging fathers to take leave is motivated by concerns about gender equity. So for instance, a number of countries, including Sweden, but also Canada, Norway, multiple countries in Europe, have implemented these reforms that are called daddy months or daddy quotas, which essentially earmark some part of the parental leave, maybe a month or two or three, to fathers only. But a key restriction in all of those systems is that fathers need to be on leave alone with the child, so after the mother already returns to work. And the motivation there is that if we want to change gender norms, either in the household or reduce gender gaps in labor market outcomes, this is one way to try to do that. Now, regardless of whether that actually happens, I think the evidence on how these policies influence gender outcomes is somewhat mixed. That also imposes this key restriction where mothers are essentially alone at home in a very vulnerable time during the postpartum period. So I think the idea was, to give a little bit more flexibility to parents to have more agency, to choose how to use this leave such that, they get the most benefit out of it.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's Maya Rosen-Slater, economist and professor of health research and policy at Stanford.